Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 12/3/2020. Live show. And I tell you, I listen to all the different things. I'm hearing all the things. And there is evidence that's coming out left and right as far as the stealing of the election. But I'm going to tell you something. I told you months and months and months ago, last year, I told you about William P. Barr. William P. Barr is the one that has caused Trump to lose this election. He has allowed it to happen because he's CIA scum. All right? All he's there to do is to protect the CIA and to do their bidding and to do the cover-up just like he did on all of the stuff. Randy Weaver and the killing of his wife. All right. All of the different things. Waco. The Centaur Rose and Jade Bridge in Arkansas. In other words, the Whitewater crap. And all of the murders, allegedly the murders in Arkansas of the Clinton crowd, okay? And he stopped all of that when he became Robert Johnson, a.k.a., and he was at that little camp there, you know, north of Little Rock, Robinson or whatever it is, Robinson or whatever, a World War II camp. They're in the ammunition bunker down in there. Him, Robert Nash, Billy Clinton, Terry Reid, John Cathay, a.k.a. Oliver North, Max Gomez, a.k.a. Felix Rodriguez, who didn't want to give up his sidearm, but had to. I believe Amron Neer may have been there. He was the Mossad agent, but I'm not sure on that. But a few others. And when Barr, a.k.a. Robert Johnson, as I read to you a year ago, and earlier this year, again and again I read it to you, he's covering up for the CIA, and the CIA is for the New World Order. They're worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer. They're tools of the big money in London, the Queen, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers in New York. And that's what they're the tools of. Now, there are some good people in the lower level and some of the operators in the CIA that are good. But for the most part, the top of the food chain, whatever it is more about spying on you, controlling you along with the, you know, necrophiliac Shiite arseholes, all right, the NSA. They want to investigate you. They want to surveil you, you know. I mean, they want to put a new, like somebody I know, they got the fifth new, smart meter on their electrical in 4 years. The fifth one. And I heard immediately after they got it, they started feeling bad again, worse. It's just a crazy world, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something. And here's where we're at again, right here. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places. We're getting a lot of quakes, getting a whole lot of them. We're getting volcanoes popping up, and famines and pestilences. You know, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. We had that weird signal the other day, did we not? That was 2 days of it, last Friday. And then it came back on Saturday. But then after that, there was the big sunspot, the big, you know, sun deal. Closed out HF comms. But that HF comm was coming from the south part of the Atlantic, if you recall, because when the people put it on the analyzers and the different things, it was getting some fade, meaning it was bouncing off of the ionosphere and coming back down. Very powerful. And then I will tell you this, that the last loony balloon that we've seen go up, and incidentally, right now, there's none over the continental United States, and I'm going to tell you what, we're going to stay dead on the suckers, watching them. We're going to watch for them. We're going to look for them. We're going to look for them at multi-levels, okay? A lot of different types of people watching for them. And them Hunter Hawks are on the West Coast, the jump jets, they're ready to go. They're ready to go and pop them out of the water if they get up again over there, all right? And I'm going to tell you what, the last one we saw was up over outside of Puerto Rico near that spot where apparently there was a ship or some kind of a source for that big War of the World, you know, weird metallic Martian spaceship kind of sounding signal, which was the Red Chinese. That's the highest probability, who were giving orders to all of their troops, intelligence operatives and stay behinds and infiltrators and deep background scientists. Or did you see where over 1,000 researchers, Chinese researchers, who were doing their graduate degrees and stuff in the United States, oh, they just left and went back to China, probably for their holiday or something, you see. No, we're chasing these sons of bitches out of here. But I'm going to tell you what, there's very few people wanting to do it, because most of the people in the CIA, DIA, most of the people in the NSA, the top of government, half the Congress, a lot of the governors, like you take these governors allegedly like DeWine, or you take the, because he was out of the, in the mold of Kasich's, all right? Kasich's was in bed with the Red Chinese. Remember all of that? And then you got Gavin, the Flavin the Gavin, yes. Who's going to lock down all of California again? Locking it all down again. I'll tell you what, it's terrible. And you got Cuomo, you got all these people, but you got the Georgia guy, allegedly, and the little fluffer out there. They allegedly have sent money to Red China, like $1 billion each, or $1.8 billion, or $1.5 billion, or allegedly whatever it was, to buy PPE, but none of it ever came back, okay? You ought to investigate that crap, William P. Barr, CIA scum. You got good guys down below you, but you're New World Order crap. Lucifer the Lightbringer, I saw you out there when you were there with the Christian patriots out in front of your house who had the white horse out there, you know. You came down without your glasses on, and you had your hot dog, hot rod toadies, but you had a bulletproof vest on, and you took your glasses off because you came down to fight, all right? They didn't do anything. They told you to start doing something. To bring out the stuff on Comey, on Strzok, Page, the Orrs, Baker, all of these people, and to indict the dadgum people. And then you say, oh, there's a process and blah, 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 blah. And you were trying to get them to go, and you had all your toadies back there ready to draw and take them all out. And you had snipers on your house roof probably too, didn't you? And a helicopter in the sky. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You're responsible for covering up all the crap of Whitewater, the Clintons, all of that. So then you're, in a sense, responsible for spawning all the crap and the murders after that, allegedly. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is crazy. President Trump fired William P. Barr. But I know why he's not, and I understand all of that. Because this deal where he supposedly puts, and boy, you can see the the 4chan, 8chan, 12chan, 50chan, 60chan spin on all this crap. Alright? Where supposedly he puts Bull Durham is bullshit. Is going to be the special counsel, and he'll preserve the information and keep on going, okay? We had enough to indict all these people 2 years ago. Anytime you lied on the FISA court, each person who did, that's a federal offense. They're supposed to do it. Rosenstein should be indicted. Comey should be indicted. McCabe should be indicted on multiple counts. Yates should be indicted. All people, Strzok, Page, Ors, Bakers, all of them. Because this is what was a coup d'etat against President Trump. But now I'm going to tell you something. All of this evidence coming out, and it is pouring out, and I'm going to tell you, seeing how all of the news people are freaking out, I can remember way back on the old webbots, but it was in the future. It was back 3, 4, 5 years ago to talk about the future, and Clip High didn't know exactly what the date or time would be. But he was talking about a time where all of a sudden the news people were starting to get like really weirded out by what was starting to happen and how they were covering it. And then the lies and the stuff coming out, all that's been going on through Trump. But now with these videotapes where the one woman, I believe in Georgia, I think that might be the case where, well, that's when the water thing, the water valve, broke, you know, the water pipe broke or whatever. And they say, okay, everybody out. You got to get everybody out here. All you observers, you know, all you observers and all your workers get out. And then 4 people stayed. Then they open up all the, baskets from below the tables and started running them fake ballots through just for Joe Biden, allegedly running them through for Biden. There are thousands and hundreds of thousands of votes that were stolen and ballots stolen here. USPS guy, you know, the post office guy where he drives them. Why is he driving ballots from Pennsylvania from Bethpage, New York? Okay. I think that's Long Island. My wizard out there on Long Island, M&M Enterprises, let me know if that's the case. But I think Bethpage is from Long Island. I mean, you see these people right on there, under no supervision, putting all these ballots, running them through. You got all this information from all these things. But let me just tell you straight, regardless of how bad and how much information it is, I do not see Wimpy Barr or the Supreme Court or any federal court doing jack doodly squat to change this election. So I'm going to tell you something. There is a war going on. Now, President Trump might try to do something, but Flynn is saying we need to invoke the Insurrection Act, or we need to declare like a limited martial law. Well, that in and of itself creates the Civil War. But either way, the Civil War is going to happen, because if you don't do it, then China Joe and Commissar Kamala Imhoff, okay, are going to come down your block with their toady troopers and their Antifa and the new Red Star hats, okay? Maybe they can start goose-stepping. Maybe they can start goose-stepping, the new federal police can start goose-stepping, okay? Maybe that'll be great. And I want to see old China Joe with one of them big Mao hats with the red star on it, because they sure given his son enough money and his brother, allegedly. And isn't it interesting how the FBI puts that one guy, you know, under witness, the Navy guy, the good Navy guy who came forward with the truth about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden? And all of that, and how he had direct knowledge of Biden being involved with the Chinese steel and the Ukraine steel and all of the stuff. The FBI's got him under a witness, you know, he's a material witness. So that means they've got him bottled up. They ain't going to allow him to talk if he's even still alive. I wonder if he's even still alive. I mean, you could get lost in the witness, you know, material witness world when they put you in some cheap hotel with no lock on it, you know, by the, by the expressway or the freeway and, somewhere. Or the, airline, highway, motel in New Orleans or something like that, you know. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm going to tell you, I've read to you what the Lord Jesus had to say in Luke 21, and I'm reading it now. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay, nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But, listen to this. But, this is verse 18, Luke 21, King James Bible. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Well, now how can that be, ladies and gentlemen, if in verse 16, he says, and ye shall be, it's red letters, so Jesus said, and ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. But then he drops down, he says, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. Well, how is that, ladies and gentlemen? Well, the next verse tells you. In verse 19, it says, in your patience possess ye your souls. So if you don't give your soul up to the Lucy, and you stick with the true CIC, Lord Jesus, and then our Father in heaven, okay, then you know where you're going to go if you've got the right relationship directly with Lord Jesus. Repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart and to be your Savior. Let him start to use his blood to wash you clean. That was his job. He came down to take care of your sins if you'll but acknowledge him, repent, and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. So I think we're moving towards the Civil War and a real war. I'm starting to hear him talking a lot about Red China. Well, I'm going to tell you what. We've been on to Red China, have we not? Been telling you all about the balloons. Now the balloons are staying away because the balloons are getting taken out of the sky by some people who are listening and understanding what we've been trying to tell them. Now, no, we don't have the big, we're not on the big thing and got 17 cameras and microphones that cost more than some people's houses and all that. And I don't disagree with somebody. If you can get that, that's great. But we're operating differently, and we punch above our weight. We have a different take. We have a different look. And we work for the true CIC, Lord Jesus. Oh, boy, let me tell you. When you do that, you're gonna understand. You know, I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. They stole the election. We know that. Did you see all of the stuff that's starting to happen? They're going to try to ban all travel pretty quick. You got the governor of Ohio now, DeWine. Somebody needs to dewine his wine, you know what I'm saying? And get back to the Buckeyes, okay? Get back to the tough guys, the Buckeyes, the old Ohio boys, all right? You got Gavin. He's going to lock it down. Cuomo's locking it down. God bless all the people out there on Staten Island who came to the defense of the tavern owner. The tavern owner's in his own place. He's giving away food in order for a donation. He's not selling it. And he wasn't pouring drinks. And, you know, within 300 yards or 400 yards, you go across the railroad track. It's perfectly legal. It's just down the street from me. You can see it from his place. And instead, they send in the SWAT team and the sheriff. Now, here's something for all of the peace officers and for the police departments, the sheriffs, the deputies, the federal agents, if you have any sense left, which most of you don't. The fact of the matter is that you're going to have to start deciding real quick who you're going to side with, the people or the New World Order bull crap, okay, which is coming down the pike hard. We've lost since July, at least, or since the first of the year through July, they said over 400,000 small businesses have been lost in the United States. Now we're sitting here in December, so almost another 6 months or 5 months, whatever. So I'm going to guarantee you we've lost 1 million small businesses at least. And those employ a lot of people. This is a destruction of the United States. It is a destruction of the United States being perpetrated by the New World Order Luciferian scum, okay? They are destroying. They're destroying business in the United States. They're destroying your right to freedom of speech, your right to freedom of assembly, your right to CNN. Everyone will be issued a written card that they can put in their wallet, and it will tell them what they have had and when their next dose is due, says Dr. Kelly Moore, Associate Director of the Immunization Action Coalition. Thank you to my friend there in California for sending me that guy.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Hawk coming back to you on another method. They knocked me all off the air when I read that the Department of Defense released the first images of a COVID-19 vaccination record card, as well as vaccination kits. According to CNN, everyone will be issued a written card that they can then put in their wallet that will tell them what they had and when their next dose is due. So then you can become a morgue or whatever. And that's according to Dr. Kelly Moore, Associate Director of the Immunization Action Coalition. So the minute I read that, I got knocked off the air. So they don't want you to know. And that, you know, I'm telling you, they're going to demand. And I think here's what it's going to go. Here's what I think. If you want your VA benefits, if you want your Social Security, if you want your Medicare, okay, if you want your stimulus check, if you want your unemployment, if you want to get on a plane, if you want to go into a post office, you want to go into federal court, they're going to try to make it to where you got to take the COVID vaccination. You got to get the deal. Because they're getting ready to not only do something, but you remember Brother Quayle telling us, you know, the first shot's going to be, you know, the one shot, and then they're going to say, oh, boy, oh, no, this didn't work, and there's problems with this one. Oh, but we've got the next vaccine, we got the next deal, and that's going to be good for you, right? And And then that finishes off the other people that didn't get finished off. You see, it's the Georgia Guidestones. Planet Earth, with no more than 500 million people in harmony. Seem Salamim, you know, and Pope whatever, the false prophets say so, you know. Whatever it is, the Rosicrucians, the New World Order, the Hamasonics, the loosey-goosey-boosies, all right? But old Hawk is on the air, and he's telling you the truth. He told you about Barr, and Barr has ruined the opportunity for President Trump. Hawk's told you Trump is naive. Now he's not so naive. But now we're fighting a fight that is probably not going to go anywhere because the CIA and all these people are still in control. General Flynn wants to go to the martial law. But you see, under martial law, then everybody gets included in that. And then they might decide to come for all the guns in terms of the midst of that, as long as people don't get, you know, don't get understanding what's going on about it. I don't advocate for that. I'd rather see the peace officers and the people stand together. And I'm going to tell you what, for all you Staten Island and all you New York, the county cops there, the sheriffs, the deputy sheriffs that are standing in front of Max, well, I'm going to tell you what, you're never going to get a free ham sandwich or a pastrami and rye and a beer ever again anywhere in that county or in that place. Might as well give that crap up. They got you on the double pay, the triple pay. Well, I can understand where you might have it. But I'm going to tell you what. That's what everybody needs to do, is that when they lock you down, everybody needs to open up every dadgum store on the street. Every bar, every coffee shop, every grocery, every, you know, whatever it is. Dress shop, whatever it might be. Hardware store, to hell with these people. Because it is a time, you know, a little tax on tea or a little tax on paperwork, you know, back in the 17th. I mean, no taxation without representation. Because we got no representation, you know what I mean? And I understand. We hopefully can get these Republicans in the Senate in Georgia. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not without sympathy to Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell. But you see, that might be the only thing left there to be able to do any kind of good. Although I got no faith in Mitch McConnell and all those people. They would like to be going back to saying, well, we want to lower the deficit. Remember that guy used to be, I believe he was from Tennessee, he used to go, we want to lower the deficit, you know? Well, you know, the deficit, as long all that time was from the 70s, the 80s, early 80s. All that time is gone. The total debt of the United States government, the total debt obligations are closer to $240 trillion. $240 trillion. And that's according to Professor Lawrence Kosnikoff out of Boston out there. Out of the University of Boston or Boston College, I think it's University of Boston. Ronald Reagan's favorite economist. And he's tracked it all. He's your 2.3. You cannot pay it off. I remember reading the Spotlight magazine or newspaper back in the late 80s. They had something called the upright debt spike. We were going into it then. Now we're way up into it. So that's what this reset is about. I told you a few years back how there was specialized accounting and systems that were being set up in the International Bank of Settlements crap, and that it was guaranteeing the money of all the people, the percentage of the big money, you know, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Turnun taxes, the royal families, okay? All of the trillionaires, gabillionaires, gajillionaires, okay? See, there are trillionaires and they eat billionaires. And the billionaires eat millionaires for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you don't think they're going to blow out these stock markets and stuff? For all the people trading and doing different things, you got to watch out. You got to watch out because I'm going to tell you when it goes, it's going to go in a heartbeat. It's going to go in a heartbeat. And if you don't have your food put back, if you do not have water, I'll tell you what, I woke up this morning from a dream, you know. And in the dream, I was thinking, water, water, water. And I was thinking about how everybody's out here and we still don't have the people putting back water storage. And we still have people that can afford them who have not bought a Berkey water, you know, filtration system with extra black Berkey filters. Or whatever type you want to get one that will take out the viruses, the bacteria, the protozoas, and all the different bugs of any kind of type, plus the chemicals. And then you need something to store them in. I, years ago, bought the 50-gallon blue barrels, you know, or whatever, and they're good. And then I put in there, I filled them, and I put in there the aerobic 7 or whatever it was that was something that would keep it from getting any of the bad stuff in it for up to 5 years or whatever. And I put extra in, you know. But I would rather have stuff that I could move easier, like smaller barrels or the water blocks. You see what I'm saying? The water blocks where you can stack them and you got a handle or something, you can pick them up and take them. But you'd better be starting to store water because maybe you need to have a COVID-19 before they give you your power bill and your water bill, you see, before they turn your power on or give you fresh water. You don't have it, you can't occupy your house. You see what I'm saying? It's like down there in Florida one time where the lady didn't mow her grass, and they came and took her away and made sure she didn't lock her, she got locked out of her house. You see what I'm saying? And there's starting to be shortages all over the place and different foods and in cleaning supplies and toilet paper. And I understand that you don't need toilet paper, but toilet paper is an essential sanitation thing. And I'm going to tell you, if you get some of the diarrhea or you get some from bad food or bad water because you haven't purified it or taken it through the water filtration, you're going to need a lot of toilet paper and Kleenex and Clorox. You know, unscented Clorox bleach. Unscented Clorox bleach. Unscented Clorox bleach. Right? It's a higher standard. It's a higher percentage than some of the cheapy Chinese bleaches and stuff. You're going to have to understand that you've got to keep preparing and that it looks real hopeful and we've got all this stuff and we got the happy talk about how the election is going to be turned, and I hope it is. I hope it's turned over and given to Trump. And then at the Antifa and the BLM go wild and deal with them at that point. But I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening at this point in time because they're running out of time. And then if you got Barr there, and he does it right. Oh boy, he did the right thing. He put both of them, made him a special counsel, and that will get you on over, and we'll get to the bottom of who did Trump in. It's too late. Too late there, William P. Robert Johnson. Oh, I'm just calling you Robert. Robert Johnson, it's too late. And you know it's too late. And that's why he gave it to Bull Durham, because he's a bullshit artist. You know, and then you got Chris Wray in there with perfect hair, running the FBI, and they couldn't go after anybody. You got good people in the FBI down below, the guys that go after the bank robbers and all that junk. They're great. I used to know Ted Gunnarsson. He used to run 1500 FBI agents out of L.A., and he went after Russians. He went after people that were spies and different things. They also went after the New World Order who were killing the kids. The pedophiles out there. You and the little boys. So this thing is going to get wild, Weasel, and the Lord Jesus is telling you so. The Lord in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and in other places telling you so. You read Ezekiel 38, 39, and you read all the revelations. You read all the revelations. But you see, I'm going to tell you, because this is what Jesus told me to tell you today. Once again, let's go over and read John, okay? John 14, all right? Verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Now that's the interesting thing in terms of the syntax or the way the sentence is constructed. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. He's not talking about the Father doing the works. He's talking about he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he. That means the person that believeth on him, he shall do also. That is the most marvelous gift that the Lord Jesus is showing you and telling you about, and you need to claim it. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, and his name is not Christ. His name is Jesus. Okay? Jesus. Christ is what he is. Jesus is his name. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, and ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Jesus? Read verse 21 of chapter 14 in John. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to continue to prepare the basics, water purification and water storage. Hence, water is a cold, big thing. Food. Warm clothes, socks. You need boots. And if you do not have, even if you're a little bit further south, if you do not have some insulated boots, in case this climate does go to a nuclear winter, or some kind of a thing, or if you find that you have a lot of volcanoes going up, or the New Madrid pops, or the San Andreas and all the different faults on the coast, plus the volcanoes pop on the west coast, you're going to have a lot of stuff in the air that is going to turn the sun and block it. If you do not have food, and I'm going to tell you, if you had money, if you're sitting here with a lot of money, there's people that I know that are very wealthy. Yet they don't have any more food than what will last them a half a week. Because guess what they say? Oh, we really like the fresh food. We want the good fresh food. Well, yeah, I know. But what you going to do when you don't have any chunky soup or any progresso beef and barley with the vegetables, all right? What you going to do when you ain't got no SpaghettiOs and meatballs? What you going to do when you ain't got no Diddy Moore stew? What you going to do when you don't have any... you know, I found the old Dak hams, I think. I used to get them. They were good. They had 5-year shelf lives on them. They're already cooked and canned. I find that Aldi's, A-L-D-I, if you got an Aldi's, go see it. Because they got those hams. They have their brand. It's called Brookhaven, I think. And they got a good price on them. Buy up some of them. They'll last 5 years minimum. They're already good to cook. If you can get a hold of any of the, chunks of beef and chicken and, the Yoder's, if you can get a hold of any of that, get a hold of it. Yoder's bacon, Yoder's hamburger, Yoder's beef chucks, Yoder's chicken chucks, Yoder's turkey, pork chucks, whatever, get a hold of it. You got freeze-dried stuff, if you can get a hold of any of it from... Mountain House, Wise, Alpenair, any of the different brands. I don't care. Get a hold of the meat stuff and also get a hold of the vegetables and the fruits that I'm just telling you. You can get almost everything you need. If you can't get anything else, you can go get you one more can of chunky soup or Progresso soup. All right? Meat, potatoes, and vegetable. Meat, potatoes, and vegetable already in the juice. So you don't have to use any other water to make the soup. It's already in the soup. And you get you an old, pot, one of them old cast iron kettles or pots or what have you. And you put it over the open flame or the charcoal out on the grill or whatever you got. Or, you put it on top of the coffee can that's got a little hole cut out and you got some twigs and stuff underneath that and you use some tinder and you light the fire in the big old coffee can and make that your little stove for a while. Because I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when the lights go out, and they're going to go out, they're going to go out and they're destroying the economy. And how are you going to find, like, California? How is California going to pay for all of their stuff unless the taxes go up? How's Joe Biden going to get free college to everybody? Get rid of all the college bills, all the stuff. Unless the taxes go up. And then all the people he's putting in power are supposedly picking. They're all Obama retreads, and most of them are from the large portion of them are from Wall Street. Well, see, they know the inside game. But you see, they're going to take it all down, and then the Wall Streeters are going to get flushed out, and they won't know it either because they think they're smart, but they don't know what the game is either. The real game is Lucifer the Lightbringer, his fallen angels talking to the top slots of the world banks, corporations, and the royal families who then run the governments, who then run all of the intelligence agencies, the militaries, and most of the police, the whole deal is the whole Los Angeles Police Department used to be run basically at one time or another by military intelligence, by the CIA and people. When they did the SWAT team, that certainly was true. Incidentally, we do have planes out over California flying up and down looking at the fault lines. And we have all kind of volcanoes blowing, all kind of stuff. So I'm going to tell you, if you don't have your food, if you got a lot of money out there, if you got a big 401 and all that stuff, and all the things, but you don't have 3.5 years of food, 3.5 years, that's about, a great tribulation, perhaps. If you don't have 1 year or 2 years or 3 years or 3.5, that would be ideal. I wouldn't mind seeing you have 7 if you had money. But if you don't have it for you and your family and your children and your grandchildren, then, hey, you ain't got nothing. If you don't have it in your hand, Brother Quayle used to say, Once you get your food, your firearms, your water, and your water supplies and purification, your heavy, nice clothing, your medical supplies, like all the different stuff for trauma and all the different things, you know, suture kits, surgical kits, all the different items. You see what I'm saying? NBC gear, nuclear, biological, chemical gear. I'm talking military-grade full gas mask. Because this is not going to be the last bioweapon that comes through the pipe. You wait and see if they were to pop the lights off, and then that would then turn off all of the power grid and strand most of the cars, and I still think they would do it differently because I think they want to make the roads in the parking lots, okay? And then within 12 months, 90% of the population of the United States will be dead. And that's from a congressional study, not from Hawks saying it. You want to read about that in a way that you can digest it quicker? Read the book One Second After by William R. Forstchen. Forge Books. Forge Books. One Second After. William R. Forstchen. Read it quick. It's a novel form. It's set in Black Mountain there in North Carolina. Nice little area. Montreat College and all that right there. Swinoa's down the road. All of that. So all of that stuff. It ain't that far from old buddies up at Lake Junaluska, you know? It ain't that far from Moon to different places, you know? Ain't that far. Ain't that far from Lenore either, where I got a buddy up there now too, you know? But what I'm trying to say to you is this. This thing is going to progress. It's going to go down the rough hole. I do not see it coming along. And why do I not see it? Because I read what Lord Jesus has to say. Matthew 24, Luke 21, others, Revelations. The Gog-Magog war is already in the offing and the starting. And it's getting real willy-nilly. It's like the crash of the Roman Empire. It's like the whatever, the China is coming. They're going to try to destroy the whole bit. Right? So let me just tell you this. We're doing what we can. You need to do what you can to prepare your family yourselves. And I'll tell you what, you want to keep old Hawk on the air so that he can get knocked off the air when he tells the truth and hits the nail on the head? They didn't want you to hear, did they? Didn't want you to see and hear. It was on CNN, but they didn't want me talking to you about it. About the COVID-19 little checklist card, your little proof that you done had your stuff. I heard today that they're going to do a concert. You're going to have to show your tag showing that you've had your vaccination. You want to go on a train, a plane, or rent a car. You want to open a new bank account. You got to have your deal, blah, 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 blah. You see what I'm saying? So you better be getting your food, your water purification, and your firearms and your ammunition. If you haven't got it, then you can still get firearms, but the ammunition is hard to come by. If you buy a firearm from whoever you buy it, you tell them, hey, I need at least, 500 rounds of ammunition for this caliber to fit this firearm. You going to get it for me and give it to me in the same deal? I'll buy it, but give it to me in a package with the firearm. Because if you don't have it, you're not going to get it. It's just not out there. It's being taken away. So, yes, there's real cheating. There's all kind of stuff going on. It's being brought out. They're talking about it on TV, all right? Talking about it on television, you see. But whether or not you do something about it is a whole other thing. Because CNN ain't talking about it. NBC, ABC, CBS ain't talking about it. Fox is talking about it a little bit. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and most wanted. Because, you see, my stuff, what it goes for is to keep me in the game. To keep me in the game with the drugs and stuff that I need to survive and take me down the road. And I'm not talking about illegal. I'm talking about prescriptions, okay? And the insurances and all that. By the time I do that, I don't have Jack Diddley, all right? Fortunately, I did stuff along the way as best I could. But this is what I do. Anything is most needed, wanted, send it to Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Federal Reserve notes. Silver dollar, silver dimes, you know, whatever it might be, a piece of gold, whatever it is. That's the best and easiest. A check, no problem, send it to Hawk. H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And may it protect you against all evil and give your family true sanctuary and superabundance. You got to prepare. That's the best thing I can tell you to do. It's Matthew 25, okay? And believe Matthew 25 because, you see, if you do not have lanterns or a lamp and lamp oil or 120-hour candles, you see, you're not going to be able to see, all right? Figure out, like if you had a Dietz lantern, one of the big Jupiters or one of the big old, you know, the ones they used to have in the barns or people had in their homes. You can have other lamps and stuff, too, with, you know, the oil lamps. That's good. But I like the lantern because you can carry it. But the Dietz or the Petromax is a heck of a lantern. But calculate how much goes into the tub or the, tank and how many hours of burn time that has on the average. And when you look them up and you read about them, each one of the styles or types and sizes, they will tell you how many hours it burns on a full tank of lamp oil. All right? So consequently, figure out how many hours of night of lamp, you know, that you want the lamp to burn at night. You know, I figure, you know, 4 or 5 hours, you know, at least. You don't need that much. You can always just damp it down and turn it off, and you've still got the oil. But if you figure out 4 to 5 hours a night for 1 year, all right, then that's enough lamp oil. Then calculate how many, you know, ounces or, you know, fluid ounces of lamp oil you're going to need. And store it properly. All right? That's why I use the lamp oil for the lamps. And I was able to get some of that years ago from Old Sportsman's Guide. Used to have it, a deal on lamp oil. But look it up. Lamp oil for oil lamps and that kind of thing. And then also, if you can, you might get a year, you might get 2 years if you're able to do that. But then I also calculated out on the 120-hour candles, how many of those I would need per night. And back then in the days, years ago, I bought enough 120-hour candles to give me a year's worth of light, all right? And you can always have other candles as well, you know what I'm saying? And do it that way. You can also have rechargeable batteries if we got a sun. You could use a solar charger to recharge them, you see what I'm saying? Or you could use your solar panels or a wind generator to put juice in a battery that you could then run through an inverter. You could then run the charger off of it to charge up rechargeable batteries. Then you would have, you know, the cob lights and, you know, the little lantern cob lights, the pro-tactical type stuff, and the little flashlights or the little hanging lights to work on your car or whatever, that kind of thing. The cob LEDs that last a long time and don't use that much juice. But you need to start doing it and start thinking that all this is going to be happy days are here again. Because they're coming for you while they're trotting you out on the dance, all right? They're dancing a fandango, but they done circled around a bunch of people around behind you, all right? And you're fighting and looking directly in the old eye, and you got the jaw of the Decker Chief right there, and you got your bite knife or your Arkansas toothpick or your K-bar or your short sword or whatever the heck you got. But they're sneaking guys around you from the back. They're going to catch you from the back. You see what I'm saying? They're going to kidney you out and take you down and take you out. And then the other guy with the jaw in his mouth is going to say, ha, ha, ha. Stupid Santa, the red Chinese, I'm taking you over. Ha, ha, we had China going. I'm a Sakamata. We have you in your clutches, you number 10 Yankee. But I'm just trying to say to you is that the Chinese feel they've won the war, but they've still got their stay behinds and all their people here in North America, Mexico, the United States, and in Canada. Remember the video of the red Chinese troops? You know, singing their Jody calls, you know? Running down the road.